prayer. I mean, my whole life, really, I have been dealing with these questions and answers to what is going on here, who are we, and what are we to do here, and how to be happy and not suffer, and why do we die, and take birth and all of that, and what happens after and what happened before. I mean, these big questions, and why does it look so strange as it does in the world today? I mean, how we humans behave, and is it supposed to be like this? I mean, all these questions that I had in my mind, me and my friends, when we were in our 20s, and which I hope that youngsters today and oldies also, for that sake, also have there. And we used to call it being a seeker. But then we also say what we are now finders, because we found it, the answer. And some they thought, hey, who do you think you are? Finders. As if you were just about to seek, and there is no way you can find it. But really, I'm happy to say now at age 70 that I found it, me and my friends, by the blessing of Prabhupada and God, in our early 20s. And it has held up for the past almost 50 years for this guy. So I'm saying the answer is there. And you have heard others say that as well, I know. If you just become member of our group or church or cult or religion or whatever philosophical group, we have it, no one else. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, and this is what I found back then, because I did not and do not like religion, to be fair and honest, that kind of religion. I love the truth and reality and just want to know, you know, what it's all about and how it all works out, this life. And you find... And today, we have never been in a better position to find it and take advantage of it. These words of wisdom written in books and put into dramas. I'm just now watching the Mahabharata from India. In practically every culture on the planet, you have these old stories. We call it mythology now, which means, you know, some interpret as if it's just fantasy and doesn't mean anything. But mythology, it really means deep wisdom and truths that are told, that is told in the form of stories, images, and songs, and dramas. And this is the beauty with these old sources of wisdom, and that's where the wisest ones, the most learned ones at the time, and I would say ever on this planet, meticulously and carefully wrote down and put that wisdom, that knowledge, that gift and blessing to humanity here on earth in words and images, hacked into walls, worked into the collective mind in the form of stories like this Mahabharata, or whatever you have in other cultures. Here we had Eddan, of course I had the Bible. It's all there, and we just need to learn to see what is actually being said there. What is being said in these sources of wisdom? And look beyond the surface. And the very surface I'm talking about is that of religions, secular, if you want to call it, sect-ish religions. No, you should be in our religion. We are the good ones, the other ones are the bad ones. Raise above that and see that all religions speak about God, they probably talk about the same God. Because that's, then you start to rise higher up, seeing the actual content and essence of the teachings that are behind those, even those religions, that more often than not, I dare say, tend to kind of lose that very spirit that once gave them birth, so to speak. So, and they turn into institutions and power play places and things like that. So we're talking about that. And that's what I was looking for when I was 20, 21. And I could see it, look, in that country, in that country, they have this called mysticism, and they have a deeper something, knowledge, there's some call it esoteric or secret. And I was interested in that and could see that, hey, this looks pretty much the same in the East and the West and the North and the South. Just different languages and cultural forms. So yeah, I mean, this is really what this humble self here is trying to also do and carry further and send out here by a call out there into the wilderness, that let's first of all take advantage of, receive and I would say gratefully, appreciatively, learn the art of life from what these people have left for us. And it's still there. And now we have this fantastic online network, as we call it, where you can go and you can read and watch the entire Mahabharata online, and you can study all the practically Vedic scriptures and Chinese philosophy and this and that philosophy and wisdom. And I'm not talking about mental speculations, intellectual games, but real important and valuable guiding for our lives. And you know, there's a handbook to this world we are in now. You could say it like that. Yeah.